Blog Talk Radio.
In our right mind. You've given us the activity and use of our limbs. You blessed us, dear Heavenly Father, with a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being. And for this, we want to say thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the saints of God who have gathered once again in the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, even for the saints that are online and unable to be out with us this day. We ask in the precious name of Jesus that thou would continue to look down upon your people with favor. We thank you, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless and keep us, Lord God, from this disease of COVID, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless, dear Heavenly Father, all of our older saints. We thank you, Lord God, for seeing Sister Holmes here this morning. We thank you for your blessings upon this dear sister. We thank you for the words of wisdom that come out of her mouth. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed her, dear Lord, and how she's still bringing forth fruit in old age, as you said she would in the Word of God. So we ask in the name of Jesus that thou will continue to be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Father, we likewise want to thank you for Sister Carol. We thank you for her being here. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for this dear sister, how you have blessed her, how you have been with her, dear Heavenly Father, even, dear Father, through some tumultuous time, dear Heavenly Father, when things look a little blurry, dear Father, you still were there, dear Heavenly Father, hold your child's hand, and we thank you for that and ask that thou would continue to bless our dear sister, continue to be her guide and her direction, dear Father, and the strength she desperately stands in need of. Father, we ask likewise that you remember Sister Regina. We thank you for her, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your continued blessings upon her. Thank you for touching in her eyes, dear Heavenly Father, allowing her to see as much as she's able to see, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for touching her in her body. We know she had some doctor's appointments this week, some things she had to take care of. And so, Father, we just thank you that we look out and see her here this morning in the house of God one more time. Father, ask that you would remember her daughter in a special way, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for all the tasks that she has to do, dear Lord. We ask that thou would bless her, dear Lord. As I spoke to her on the phone one day, Lord, she said she ought to be here in the house of the Lord. And I said, yes, dear Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we hope and pray one day, dear Father, she will find herself in the house of God one more time. Father, likewise, we want to say thank you for Brother Mann, Lord God. We know he's not with us today. He's in the Carolinas. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon our dear brother. We ask that you would be with him there while he's there with his family, his grandson in a special way, Lord God, who has cancer. We ask that you would bless. We ask, O Lord, that you would be with Brother Mann, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this dear brother and ask your continued blessings be upon him. Father, was so good when we looked out and saw Sister Webb coming in the door, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for this beautiful saint of God. Thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed her to be back with us, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you have been her guide and her direction, Lord God. We can see, Lord God, just by just looking at her, dear Lord, that she's still serving and adorning the cross, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would continue to bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Remember her family in a special way, Lord God. Remember her daughters, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them, dear Father. Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus, you remember all the saints of God. Remember even our children that are downstairs, dear Father. Watch over and protect them, Lord God. Sister prayed early on, Father. Getting ready to go back to school, dear Heavenly Father. And you know the time in which we live right now where we have this dreadful disease that's running through our land. They don't know whether they should wear masks or not masks. School people are fighting. Parents are upset. Things are going on. But Lord, as Sister said, put your hedge of protection around our children, Lord God. We ask that you would bless them and keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father, knowing, dear Father, they come to a house of God that has older saints, dear Heavenly Father, that has their Father, they may go to their homes and have older parents, dear Heavenly Father. We ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would be with them when they go to school. Watch over and protect them, dear Heavenly Father. Keep them from the snares and pitfalls of Satan and from the evils of this day and time. Yeah. Father, likewise, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon Brother Robert, dear Father, and his family, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, to remember his daughters, Lord God, as they'll be leaving off for college, Lord God. Ask that you would bless them and be with them likewise at college, dear Father. Watch over and protect them, dear Father. Lord, they've been taught the word of God. They came here as Sunday school children, dear Father. They know right from wrong, dear Heavenly Father, as we learned in our Sunday school lesson this morning. So, Father, we ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord God, in a mighty way. Remember the ushers, Lord God. Remember, dear Heavenly Father, each and every one of those in the Finance Committee, dear Father. Remember our media department, dear Father. Father, we just want to bless you and praise your name this morning, dear Father. We ask a special prayer blessing upon our saints that are on their way, dear Father. Remembering Sister Lillian, Lord God, we don't see her as of yet, but we thank you for this dear sister and ask your blessings upon her, dear Father. We understand a good friend of hers is sick, dear Father, so we lift that friend up to you, dear Father. You know all about them. You know their name, dear Heavenly Father. You know their condition, Lord God. We don't have to name it out, but you know everything about them, dear Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, if it be your will, that you touch and heal to your glory and to your honor. Father, we pray this morning. Likewise, dear Father, a special prayer, Sister Smith, dear Father, as you know, Lord God, her this week, dear Heavenly Father, she goes in for surgery. And so, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that thou would be with her, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, you look down upon our dear sister with favor, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for this dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed her, Lord God, all these years, dear Heavenly Father. We know there's nothing too hard for you, dear Heavenly Father. And we know, dear Father, her life is in your hands. And so, Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would go ahead and prepare the way and that you would be there even in the emergency or in the surgery room, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Father, guide in the hands of the doctors, dear Lord, because, Lord, this is a servant of yours, dear Father. Yes. And help her to know, dear Father, that you told us in the Word of God, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, dear Father. Yes. Mankind may not find out certain things, dear Father. Because we are fearful, wonderfully made by you. Bless her and see her through, dear Heavenly Father. And I know Sister Smith's going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor due unto your name. Likewise, I ask a special prayer upon Sister Francine, Lord God, suffering in her body, dear Father, again, dear Lord. And you know all about it, dear Heavenly Father, dear Lord. Sister Fran, Lord God, is truly a servant for you, Lord God. She's been through the battlefield, dear Father, but you brought her through every time, dear Father. And she's still, Lord God, giving you the glory, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, that we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you touch this dear sister, Lord God, that you would grant her, Lord God, healing in her body, Lord God. Oh, Father God in heaven, she doesn't know why the things are happening, Lord God, and her leg is swollen up. But Father, you know, dear Father, you made that body. And so we ask in the name of Jesus, you remember Sister Fran in a special way, Lord God. Likewise, we ask, dear Father, you remember the sister, dear Father, in Zanesville that was in the hospital. I think it was Sister Elizabeth, Lord God. I'm not for sure. I can't remember her name, but thank you, Lord God, that you blessed their Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you brought her through, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you bless the family of God there in Zanesville. Bless the family of God in Xenia. Bless our family of God everywhere, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over brothers and sisters in Christ, dear Heavenly Father. We ask it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Now, Father, we ask that you be with Sister Blake. We thank you for her. Ask your blessings upon her. Father, we just thank you for this dear sister and ask that you would continue to look down upon her with favor. Bless her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Father. Give her the strength she needs to continue to run on this race that you have set before, looking, dear Heavenly Father, into Jesus, the author and the finisher of her faith. Father, likewise, we ask this special prayer upon Sister Millicent and as she leads a devotional service. We ask that you would be her guide and her direction. Likewise, dear Father, thank you for all that you've done for her. Remember her dear friend, Colette, who's lost her father. We ask in the name of Jesus, you bless that family in a special way. Now, Father, get the glory out of our lives. Remember our country. Remember our world, dear Father. Remember our leaders, our president, dear Father, our Congress, Lord God, our judges, our dear Heavenly Father, our lawmakers, our attorney generals, our police officers, dear Father. Father, they all need our prayers. They all need a healing, dear Father, in their bodies, in their mind, their spirits, their souls, dear Father. Lord, we're seeing a land, dear Father, right now that is so out of control and everything that's going on. But thank you, Lord God, there is peace and joy in the Lord today, more than all of this world. Father, we pray. Thank you in the name of Jesus for having the joy deep down in our souls. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless. Remember each and every saint of God that's here today. Thank you for the Sunday school lesson this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for knowing the authority of your word. Thank you, Lord God, for us hiding it away in our hearts that we might not sin against you, dear Father. Help in the name of Jesus always be about your business. Remember Sister Lawrence, she's down there with the children. Ask that you would bless her, dear Father. Be your guide, be your direction. Thank you, Lord God, for touching and healing her and her body. Now, Father, be with each and every one. We haven't named all the saints, but we ask that you remember all of us as the body of Christ. Remember us in a mighty way, dear Heavenly Father. Bless us in every way that we stand in need of. And we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
So we turn our evening light to page 40. 40 is evening light. Hallelujah. Praise Jehovah. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. Amen. Page 40 in the evening light. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. From the heavens, praise his name. Praise Jehovah in
Jehovah. Amen. Glory to God this morning. Amen. He is exalted above everything. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his blessings to us today. Amen. We know that we are here because of his compassion. We're here because of his mercy.
Thank God for his goodness. So glad to see everyone today and to know that God has been with us. He has been with us since last Lord's Day. Mm-hmm. Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins, thanking God for her and how he has blessed her, strengthened her, and her to be the watchman on the wall for us, for watching for our souls. So we just thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our responsive reading today is found in the 149th Psalm. The 149th Psalm, Psalm 149, verses 1 through 9. So we will be reading the entire psalm responsively. Amen. Thanking God for all that he has done.
Amen.
Thanking him for his word, that Sunday school lesson, yeah, the authority and power of God's word. Amen. Thank God. Psalm 149. Amen. We're thankful for the young people getting the scripture too. Psalms, Old Testament. Psalm 149. Amen. Thank you, Sister Smith. Amen. It's just as important for our young people to get the scripture as it is for everybody else. Amen. Psalm 149. All right. London, are you going to read on with Matthew? All right. Psalm 149. Psalm 149. Carrying one for another.
Amen.
We're going to read verses 1 through 9. Thank you, Sister Smith. Responsibly. Psalm 149. 1. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints.
Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king.
Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp.
For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation.
Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds.
Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand,
to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people.
To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron.
Together, to execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his thanks. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. It's a privilege and an honor just to be called a saint, isn't it? To be called a child of God, because that means that something had to happen. From the time that we were born, because we were born in sin and shaping in iniquity. So from that time to now, something had to happen. There had to be a soul change and a heart change. We had to hear the word of God. The Spirit of God had to speak to our hearts, and we had to surrender to God. And God gave his son to die in our stead so that we could be rescued from that life of sin. And so we just thank God for the change that has taken place.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. So it is an honor and a privilege to be a child of God. We also know by our Sunday, from our Sunday school lesson, Jesus said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. And even in our class, we were asking, it's because it said, if we do these things, then the Lord has told us what he would do for us. If we do not, then there are other things. There's a branch away from what the Lord would do for us. And we get what we get. We have to suffer the consequences in this life if we don't abide in Christ Jesus. But thank God he gives us power to abide in Christ. And when we do that, then we can ask what we will. When we obey his word, we can ask. And he said he would do it. And we know that if we are in Christ Jesus, we're going to ask for things that are according to his will. We're not going to ask for something that's out of his will. And so when we go to prayer, we keep that in our mind. We're mindful of that, that we want to always do those things that are pleasing and right in his sight, that our prayers be not hindered. So we'll ask at this time, are there special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or by uplifted hand? Sister Kiba, amen. God bless you. Glad to see you. Amen. Sister Regina. Amen. 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 Anything can happen to us but God. But God takes care. Sister Regina. Amen. Amen. We'll pray for you. And Pastor Jenkins already has prayed, but that's not the end of the prayer. We pray we will remember you in prayer and remember also JC Village. Amen. Yeah, Sister Webb. Amen. 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 So good. So good. So good to see you. So good to hear your voice. Just and we will definitely remember, pray for you, your children, your grandchildren, you know, just your whole family. Amen. God bless you. So good. And it's like he never left. And that's the constancy that God wants in his saints. God is the same. God wants us to be steadfast and to say in our salvation. Amen. Thank God for you.
Sister Blake, continue to remember Sister Fluellen. Continue to remember her family. And likewise, yeah. Remember all of our new converts. And remember Brother Scott.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Sister Carol.
Remember me in prayer. Thank you for the food. Just that I did not know about the house. Everything, Lord, is worth saying out for me.
Praise God.
It is one.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Other requests. Brother Byron.
Thank the Lord for being here, saints. Always desire your prayer. Keep my family in prayer as always. And I'm going to Judy's nephew about me.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. 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 Sister Smith. Amen. 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 And Sister Smith, I was talking to Sister Smith this morning, and she did ask me to tell the congregation that her surgery has been rescheduled for Thursday, 11 a.m. So just continue to lift her up in prayer. Her surgery is, again, Thursday, 11 a.m. So we've been praying, and we'll continue to pray. And as you say, God is God. You're his child. Amen. Praise God. Sister Holmes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Holmes. Amen. Thank God. Bless the Lord. Amen. 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 Good morning. We're taking our prayer requests. Just welcome. Amen. We're just taking, if you have a request for prayer before we go. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Sister Blake, I thank the Lord for his many blessings. Continue to remember me at doctor's appointment this week.
Amen. Amen. Remember Sister Millicent, her doctor's appointments this week. Amen. Okay. Amen. Do we have any requests?
Come to find out, he had some kind of brain surgery, and he's going to help to
Yes, yes, amen. 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 And Brother Tony, I saw your hand as well. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yes, Brother Byron.
I don't know.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. The Lord is good. Because you say the Lord's been monitoring you a whole lot longer than that, hasn't he? Amen. He's monitoring us all. Praise God. He's able. All general requests. Amen. You all need something from the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, Brother Jackson will ask if he would take us to the throne of grace. And if anyone has a need, you can come and stand at the altar. Know that the Lord is able to hear our prayers.
So we turn in our evening light to page 256. Evening light 256. 256 in the evening light. Come closer to me. Sing 1 and 2 and then the chorus. Verse 3 and 4 and then the chorus.
When I get weary with toil of the day, oft in the secret I kneel and pray. There I can hear my Lord sweetly say, come closer, my child, to me. When all around in this cold, dark land, nothing encourages me to stand. Jesus is holding me by the hand. Come closer, my child, to me. 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 Come closer, come closer, closer, my child, to me. When in afflictions I suffer long, Jesus comes bringing this lovely song. Trust in my grace and you shall be strong. Come closer, my child, to me. When I am meeting with trials severe, when I am parting with loved ones here, looking to Jesus, his voice I can hear. Come closer, my child, to me. 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 Come closer. Come closer, closer, my child, to me.
Praise God.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise our God.
Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Father God, truly we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful opportunity that you have given us. Lord, that you've given me that I can come before you in prayer and in thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for your word, your spirit that I feel in this place today. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us and what you're going to do for us. Father God, I thank you for the Sunday school lessons. It seems like they've been right on time with what we're going through today, what each individual is going through, and we all know, according to your word, that we are going to have to face many a trials, tribulations, and afflictions, and things that will come upon us in these perilous days and times that we are living in. We even read in your word, your Heavenly Father, is measuring right up to your word, the perish time we're going to do. Father against sons, sons against fathers, mothers against daughters, daughters against mothers, mother-in-laws against son-in-laws, son-in-laws against mother-in-laws, and earthly wisdom versus spiritual wisdom from above, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you would continue to feed us, dear Heavenly Father, that we can stand upon our word, dear Heavenly Father, and that we have a Father, a loving, kind Father, dear Heavenly Father, has a throne that we can take prayer requests of each individual and of ourselves, dear Heavenly Father, and lay them down at the foot of our throne, dear Heavenly Father. And in your word, dear Heavenly Father, as I read in the word, I truly thank you for your spiritual, precious, very clay, dear Heavenly Father, that you apply to my life, dear Heavenly Father, that you shaped me and molded me into what you wanted me to be, dear Heavenly Father, and may love it. And I truly do love it. And I thank you that you have pulled me up and set me on a rock and have established my going in your will, dear Heavenly Father. And that you have, again, given me this opportunity to pray for each and every one here, the ones that have raised their hands, the ones that didn't speak, the ones that are going through things where it's fine. It doesn't mean different. Cancer, high blood pressure, diabetic, nothing can stand against what you have us, the promise to have, Father. This flesh is going to leave here, but it has to suffer. We understand that, and we know that. And, Lord, we suffer for you, Christ's sake, because he did it for us. He died for each and every one of us, shed his life blood, dear Heavenly Father, so we know that we have to go through some things. And Lord, let us do it with gladness, with great joy. Let our hearts overflow with joy, dear Heavenly Father, for the, and stand on the promises of thy word, because there is nothing too small, too great, too wide, too high that you, and it will not separate us from your love that you have for each and every one of us.
Amen.
Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for a prayer request of Sister Beverly Carroll. I ask that you remember her and her request. Thank you for giving her understanding and wisdom and take care of herself in her older age. Thank you, Lord, for the love that you've shown her, dear Heavenly Father, through the saints, and continue to do it. As you remember Brother Byron in his prayer request, help him to keep the faith, dear Heavenly Father, stand on our precious promises, dear Heavenly Father, and remember his companion, Judy, and his daughter, Madeline, and his son, Jacob, is deployed in the military, dear Heavenly Father. I remember a time when there was an event with Cuba, and I was in the military, couldn't call home. We had to stand on standby, and I understand what he's going through, but we have a God that does not change. We can continue to stand up on his word more than any other thing that we have in this present world today. We can stand on your promises, and you will see us through. And Father God, I ask that you remember the prayer request of Sister Regina as she sees her eye doctor. Hoping, dear Heavenly Father, sooner or later that she will be able to read thy word and take it in. But, Lord, her heart's door is open as she comes here on Sunday and the Sunday school class, and she's listening to the word and taking it in. Thy word is going to accomplish wherever it goes. And if you hear, there's no way that you can't have a spiritual experience, even on a cell phone. Lord, your word can connect, can be dropped to see here and there. So we thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that we, in this day and time that you've given us, that we can stand upon our word. I want to thank you for my children, dear Heavenly Father. My daughter, Jada, she was with me a few hours, if that, the other day, and had a chance to really share some thoughts with her. And she expressed how she listens to the broadcast each and every Sunday. And my son, William, also had a chance to spend some time with him. And I ask that you remember all my children, not only mine, but all the children. The quotation was in a Sunday school lesson this morning. We want to change the nation. Put the Bible in a child's hands. And Lord, let the seeds of sprout and grow into that child. And as they get older, we will not depart from it. And we thank you, Father, for just watching over us and all our children here today. And one day they will be standing in this spot where I'm standing at, offering up a prayer for their loved ones, their family, if they choose to have a family. And just remember all of our children, small and the ones that some of them are taller than me. I stood up against London this morning, and I don't know where I'm shrinking or he just, I know he's growing, but he's taller than I am. So I thank God for our kids being here today, and little Olivia and Grant and Matthew. Remember them, dear Heavenly Father. Remember their parents, dear Heavenly Father. And thank God for them being here. And remember Brother Harvey Ayer being here, and Infinity, dear Heavenly Father, and her sister, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her. And I thank the Lord for her mom, dear Heavenly Father, Sister India, as she keeps her here under the word. Thank you, Father, that she may not be able to understand that when she brought her to the altar, she had an experience, because when Sister Annie let the Sunday school class listen to the prayer on her phone, the spirit in her and my spirit was agreeing with her. So she may not be able to express it now, but I remember when I was a child and I came to the altar, it was 60-some years later before I really understood and was able to share it with my mother in a nursing home, on her bed of affliction. And she told me, she says, you know, the Lord did me the same way in the field in Mississippi. So I thank you for the word and the power that's in it. There's no way that you can sit around the word and not have some type of an experience. You may not know it now, but sooner or later, and it keeps bringing you back. And Lord, we ask that you just continue to use your vessel that feeds us every day, Monday through Friday, with that precious holy word, waking her up early in the morning. Just want to encourage her to continue on. Don't worry about what others say. The word says we ought to obey God rather than man. And we thank you for sending this precious soul, this vessel that feeds her flock. And Lord, we ask that you continue to encourage her and continue to encourage her, Tony, by her side, and Sister Maria, dear Heavenly Father, and DeAndre, and their children, the grandchildren, each and every day. Bless their walk and their mission with thee, dear God. And so we ask that you remember their prayer requests. Ask that you remember all of our visitors, their prayer requests. That came in today, and if we should have any more, I ask that you remember them. As you remember Officer Todd, dear Heavenly Father, and he's going to be trying for promotion again and to be a sergeant. Lord, you know your will for him, and if it's your will for him to have it or not, we ask that you remember him and continue to guide and lead him, keep him from hurts, harms, and dangers, seen and unseen. And remember his family. ask that you remember the prayer request of Sister Holmes, dear Heavenly Father, the uplifting experience, dear Heavenly Father, she gives us every time we just see her. It's a blessing, dear Heavenly Father, to be of that age and still be able to move around like she does. And Lord, you know about her birthdays, but continue to remember her and bless her family that takes care of her and their church family also. We dearly love her. And as that you remember Brother Thomas Manns, who's not here with us, I understand he's in North Carolina visiting, but bless his going and coming and his family members that take care of him and remember his companion in a special way. Ask that you remember Sister Marietta Smith, Lord, her upcoming, you woke me up this week. I was sharing with her this morning the song you gave me, let us have a little talk with Jesus. And Lord, I share that with her this morning, dear Heavenly Father. It's going to be all right because we all have had a talk with your son, Jesus, concerning her situation, concerning the situation of Sister India, about her children, dear Heavenly Father, and decisions she has to make, concerning the situations, dear Heavenly Father, Brother Thomas Manns, and all these upcoming medical appointments and things concerning our body, dear Heavenly Father. I myself, sometimes, I don't even say anything because I continue to have a little talk with you about it. I'm not worried about my flesh. Whatever happens, it happens. Lord, but one thing I want to let everyone here know, my time of departure comes. I am really ready. I thank God for everything that you've done for me. I ask that you sanctify my body parts for your precious holy use, that they may indeed be truly instruments for your will, that your will be done in my life forever. And Lord, remember Sister Millicent, her prayer request. As that you remember Sister Renee and her prayer request. And Sister Patricia Blake, she didn't give one, but remember her, dear Heavenly Father. We all stand in the need of prayer. I thank you, Lord, for the quietness that you have put around my home concerning my neighbors. I mean, it's been quiet around. I haven't even seen the dogs. I seen him bring them in one time. He had one of those upside-down shades around his head so he couldn't bite, and I haven't seen him since. But, Lord, I thank you for the quietness and the answering prayers on my behalf, dear Heavenly Father, and the prayers of my brothers and sisters in Christ that put up for me. Again, I ask that you remember my son, William. Remember my brother Walter, my brother James in California, and remember my brother Reggie and his walk with thee, dear Heavenly Father. And remember all those who I labor with here, dear Heavenly Father, and I truly thank you. And thank you for the direction that you're going to send us, what you're doing for us, all our neighbors round about us, the prayer request of Sister brought in about the people next door who had surgery, and ask that you remember that household and remember all our neighborhoods. Remember Sister Laurencine downstairs, and remember Sister Kiba and her prayer request that she put forth. Good seeing her here. Remember Sister Lillian. I haven't seen her yet, but remember her and her walk with thee. Father God, when it's all said and done, we're going to always continue to give you the praise and glory and honor. Thank you for your ministering spirit. I ask that you continue to let it open up the church doors and be the conductor of the service, that you may rightly be praised, dear Heavenly Father, from all of us. And Lord, we give you the praise and glory, honor in our life. Remember those in the media room, Brother Pierre Jr. and Sister Melita. Remember household and family members. And we give you the praise and the glory and honor in our life. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank the Lord. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. And it's August. August 1st. This is the first Sunday of the month. Yes, summer seems to be moving quickly. Yes, thank the Lord, thank God. This is the first Sunday of the month, so the special offering for today is for benevolence. And as we file by, we can play our offering for benevolence in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side, plates to the left and to the right. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, because you have been good to us. Lord, you have been merciful to us, dear God. Lord, you have showered us, dear God, with your blessings and with your goodness, dear Father. Lord, you have provided for our needs, dear God. And Lord, you said in your word that you would, dear Father. We know your word cannot fail. And so, Lord, we know, Lord, that your word says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so we thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us and for your bountiful supply. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these tithes and offerings, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for providing for us and pray, dear God, that you would receive these, dear God. And, Lord, truly, we don't count it, Lord, a chore. We don't count it a grievous, Lord, to bring in our tithes and offerings. Lord, there are some who might think that it's torture to bring in tithes and offerings, but, Lord, it all belongs to you anyway. And so, Lord, we give you glory, thanks, and praise, dear God, for what we have received. And, Lord, we count it a privilege, Lord, to be able to bring our tithes and offerings into your storehouse. Lord, even as you have instructed us. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver, and pray, Lord, that you would use both to your glory and to your honor. We ask, Lord, that you would give us wisdom, dear God, for the use of these tithes and offerings, Lord. Lord, that they might be used, that your name would be glorified, dear Father. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Beyond this world of toil and care, beyond this land of gloom, there is a land, a happy land, a place we call our home. Oh yes, we'll trust him while we live, we'll trust him when we die. And then
him live. Jesus, tell him all about our troubles. He will had a little talk with Jesus, makes it right. Have a little talk with Jesus, tell him all about our troubles. Hear our fingers cry, and stir by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn me, know a little fire is burning. And a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Amen. Amen. I have a little talk with Jesus. Amen. We know that when we have a talk with someone, we don't do all the talking, do we? We talk, but we also listen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We can listen to him and pray. We also listen to him through his word.
Amen.
And we thank God for knowing that talking with the Lord can ease our fears and dry our tears.
Amen.
Thank God for his goodness. Amen. We're so glad to be here this morning and glad for everyone who is here. And I do have a visitor's card that says Miss Victoria Jenkins. Thank the Lord. Amen. I have a feeling you're a Jenkins. Are you? Amen. Can you tell us what the relationship is? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. We thank God for you. And if Tony Jenkins is your father, then we know Zimbaya and Elwan and Jonah. They're your sons then. Amen. Praise our God. You look like you could be their sister. Amen. So glad to have you here. And so, as you said, we've had your sons in Sunday school and in Vacation Bible School, and it's just so good to see you and to have you, and we thank God for you. I don't have a name for the other young lady. Liana, and her daughter? So glad to have you too. Amen. So good to see you. Beautiful smiles. Amen. Must be in the family, those smiles. Amen. Thank God for you being here today. And we said that we hear about the Lord. The Lord talks with us through his word. And so we thank God for service thus far. So we're going to stand for just a word of prayer before the Lord talks to us through his word. Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, dear Father, for your spirit felt, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for the prayer that was prayed, dear God, for both prayers that were prayed, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way. We ask, Lord, your anointing, Lord, on this side of the service. For we realize, dear God, that we've come to hear from heaven. And so, Lord, we ask, Lord, your anointing be upon Pastor Jenkins, dear God. We ask you, Lord, to give her power to proclaim your word, dear Father. For we realize, Lord, that your word already has power and authority. And so we're asking, Lord, for you to anoint her, Lord, that she might preach your word, dear Father. Lord, that it will give our souls, Lord, understanding, dear God. Lord, that it will teach us those things that we need to know, dear God, in order to live acceptably in this life according to your will and your way. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint our hearts to receive your word, dear God. Open our understanding, dear God. Help us, Lord, to give attention to your word. Lord, we rebuke, Lord, anything that would distract our mind, dear God, from giving the attention to the word, to your word, Lord, that your word deserves and merits, dear Father. And, Lord, if there are any, dear God, who are unsaved, Lord, any who are as yet, Lord, unsaved and have not been redeemed, dear God, through the blood of Jesus Christ, whether they be in this building, dear God, or listening on the phone, dear God, or whether they dialed in through the computer, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that your word, dear Father, would touch hearts, dear God. Lord, would show them, dear God, how you are mighty to save, dear Father. Would show them, dear God, that it's not your will that any be lost, but that all should come to repentance. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to hearts and minds this morning, God, and, Lord, that your word, Lord, would accomplish that for which it is sent forth. Have your way in us, dear God, and send your anointing, dear God, upon this service. And we pray, Lord, that your spirit, dear God, would rule in everything that is said and done. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. Truly we thank God for his blessings today, Sister Blake, to this congregation, to those who are listening in via the internet, and on our broadcast. We thank God for you. Thanks God for your presence this afternoon. And ask God's blessing be with us as we stand before you. We don't take it lightly, as Brother Byron always says, that when God gives us this privilege to stand before you to declare his word, we trust you have your Bibles, especially to our young people, a writing instrument, to write down the scriptures as we get going. We also like to say, because we want you to be able to go into the word of God and to confirm what is being said. Amen. In our hearing this morning, we read the 149th division of Psalms. We would like to go back there to get subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Psalms 149, verse 4. Lord bless. Amen. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, God's glory. God's glory. Saints of God, God's glory is manifested in us through holy and righteous living. What a beautiful promise our scripture text holds for you and I this afternoon. And what an assurance for our souls. The psalmist is saying to you and I, he, meaning the awesome, majestic, powerful, holy, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God, will. He didn't say not, he didn't say maybe so, but he will beautify the meek with salvation, meaning he will beautify you and I with salvation. The psalmist is saying to us, that our Heavenly Father will beautify us with Jesus Christ. Praise our God. Oftentimes we have heard the saying, beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. In this case, the beholder is Jesus Christ himself. And every one of us that names the name of Jesus is beautiful this afternoon. You see, our world is obsessed with beauty. It's obsessed with its own standards of what the world feels is beautiful. Women in particular feel inadequate about how they look. That is why the beauty product industry, according to Business Insider, which includes cosmetics, skin care, and hair care, is worth $532.43 billion. It is estimated that it will reach a market value of $805.61 billion by 2023. You see, God made you and I and all that exists. His creation is wonderful beyond words. When sin marred his perfect creation, our Creator did not abandon us. He did not give up on us. He did not reject us. No, he had a plan even before he said, let there be light, to restore you and I to himself. We are told in Revelation, the 13th chapter in verse 8, and I say to those who may be come visiting with us today, we go a little fast in our scriptures. Oftentimes the saints will say to me, they can't get them down. So I ask you to write them down, and in your leisure, read them later on if you can. We are told there in Revelation 13, verse 8, these words, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That's how much our God loved you and I. He had a plan for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to redeem us from the curse of sin. He planned for him to die for you and I. You see, we have no righteousness of our own, but the pure robe of our Savior's righteousness becomes ours. He has clothed us in it by his grace through faith, belief, and his precious promises. Praise our God. Turn with me to Isaiah 61, verse 10, and look at what it says here in the Word of God. Praise our God for being God's glory. Praise our God that our God said he will beautify us, amen, beautify the meek with salvation. Verse 10 of Isaiah 61 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Are you rejoicing in the God of your salvation this afternoon? It said, my soul shall be joyful in my God. Is your soul this afternoon joyful in Almighty God? I know our world is in a world of trouble right now. I know there is turmoil on all hands. I know that we are raging in a battle of COVID, but as the people of God, we can still greatly rejoice in the Lord. Our souls can be joyful in Almighty God. Praise be to him, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. You see, when you have on the garments of righteousness, that is our salvation, you can rejoice in Almighty God. No matter what's going on around you, you can rejoice in the Lord that he has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Are you covered this afternoon with your robe? Do you have it on, saints of God? He said, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself with her jewels. Oh, saints of God, it's something to be called a child of God. It's something to know that we have on the garments of salvation this afternoon. You see, it is not about anything that you and I have done, but it's all about what God has done for you and I. Jeremiah penned it this way in the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah, verse 6. He said, his name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. You see, the Lord our God is our righteousness. Do you believe that this afternoon? You see, God never uses one's outward physical appearance to determine beauty like our world does. We're living in a world, as we just read in the statistics, the world looks at mankind and looks at a woman to see if they are beauty in their eyes. But that's not how God looks at us. One might ask, what is beautiful in God's eyes? You see, God is looking for the inner beauty. He's looking for the beauty of one's heart. Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 7 says, thou art all fair, my love, there is no spot in thee. Praise God. Amen. Isaiah 4, verse 2 says, in that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent, namely them that are escaped Israel. All of us were made with a purpose this afternoon. Those of us who are children of God through the new birth are to live a pure and faithful life in Almighty God. In Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 10, look at what it says there to those of us who are saved. He said, for we are his workmanship. Do you believe you are God's workmanship this afternoon? Have you been created a new man in Christ Jesus? Are you walking in newness of life? Are you walking according to the word of God? He went on to say, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. What is Paul trying to say to us here in this scripture? He's letting us know as children of God, we don't walk as that old man used to walk. We are walking totally different now. We've been regenerated. And when you've been regenerated, you walk a little different than what you used to walk. You walk according to the word of God. That is what we studied in our lesson this morning. When we were studying in the authority of and power of the Bible in our Sunday school lesson. You see, the word of God, it tells us in our Sunday school lesson. It says in Hebrews 4, verse 12, for the word of God is quick, meaning God's word is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Do you believe that this afternoon? You see, some of us were really deep down in sin. All of us were in sin, so to speak. But some of us were really deep down in it. There were a lot of things in our lives that we had to give up. There were some, yes, all of us, as we said, were in sin. But some sins that people were committing were things that people didn't know that they would get themselves into. Many had to be saved from various things. Some were saved from alcohol. Some were saved from drugs. Some were saved for having a lustrous life out there in the world and various other things that we were saved from. But that's why the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. See, the word of God had to get all the way down into the bone of mankind. Why? Because we had bones of flesh that were out there in this world, and we could not serve God, and nor would the Holy Spirit dwell in an unclean temple. He went on and said, as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You see, when God cleaned us up, he didn't leave anything undone. People in our day and time right now will walk around and say, God is not through with me yet. Many are still trying to hold on to the world and trying to come to Jesus Christ. It is Jesus and nothing else. You can't still live that old life you used to live out there. Why? Because he said, I will beautify the meek with salvation. He will beautify us with Jesus Christ, with righteousness. And that is how we, as the children of God, ought to live. I thank God for our teachers in the Sunday school this morning. They were sharing with our young people downstairs, and they were talking about the scripture back in Revelation. I believe it's Revelation, the 21st chapter and the 8th verse. And look at what it says there in that scripture. I'm going to go back to the 7th verse to get a little bit of the connection. He said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my people. But you've got to overcome in order for God to be your God and you to be his son. He went on to say, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and sister broke these downstairs and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars. And she got there, sister talked about all liars. Sister Millicent brought it in, and then sister broke it down. We're living in a time where lying is so convenient. Lying is okay for people to do. We have it from the White House all the way down, even to our local government. It's okay, I can lie, and then I'll color code it and say it's just a white lie, or it's a little black lie, or a little green lie. But God said all liars. I was listening the other day to one of those little kid programs that little Tatum likes to listen to, and it's called Paddington. And on there, the little girl was telling a lie, not the truth. And the little guy Paddington said to her, well, that's a lie, that's not the truth. She said, well, it's only a white lie. All the way down even to what our little children are watching. That is what the world says about lies. I don't care what color you use out of the crayon box to describe it. It's a lie in the sight of Almighty God. And he said, all liars have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. But thank God, saints of God, he has beautified you and I with salvation, that if we once were liars, we're low liars today. Praise our God. If that was your occupation and you believed in it, now today everything we do is in truth and in righteousness. Praise our God. You Bible students know the story. In 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, when the prophet Samuel examined Jesse's sons in search of the next king of Israel, and how he was impressed with Eliab and his appearance. But the Lord had something to say to him. Look at 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. And look at what it says there in the Word of God, starting with the 7th verse. He said, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature. My brother spoke a little bit about this on Wednesday night, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. Praise our God. Because some of us might not have made it in if God was looking on beauty or outward appearance. He went on to say, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh where? On the heart. Praise our God. That's why you got to have a heart transformation. Oh, saints of God, we are beautiful to God, not because of our physical appearance, but our faith and service to him beautifies us. The Bible also says in Isaiah, turn with me there, Isaiah, the 52nd chapter in verse 7, he says there in that verse, he said, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. Praise our God. See, you're beautiful when you're bringing good tidings. And what are those good tidings? Those are the things of Jesus Christ that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good. We're living in a time where you can't have peace with even with your own neighbor. Many can't even have peace with those right in their own household. But look at what God said his messengers are, and that's you and I, those of us who are saved. He said, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publishes peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publishes salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Is your God reigning this afternoon? Praise our God. Bettermore, are you reigning in Christ Jesus? Are you reigning in this life that we are now living in this world? You see, we become more and more beautiful as we are sanctified in God. For in that way, we are made more and more like Jesus Christ. External beauty will fade, but our eternal beauty can blossom within us. How many believe that to be so? This is why in 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, Peter reminds us that our Christian beauty should not come from outward adornment, but instead it should come from the inner man, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. Peter lets us know that this is in the sight of God of great price, meaning of great worth. Peter is not prohibiting nice clothes or nice modest hairstyles, but he is simply saying that a gentle and quiet spirit is even more beautiful in the eyes of Almighty God. You see, God looks at our hearts to judge us, and not by our outward appearance. God saw us before conversion, and he saw us as sinners. But even in our wicked state, the word of God says that Christ died for you and I. Oh, he loved us, not because of how we look or because we had something inside that was worth it. No, he chose to love us even in our wretched condition. And then when we got saved and were born again and repented of our sins, the blood of Christ Christ covered our sin. Now God sees us completely redeemed and justified. Praise be to Almighty God. And he sees Christ imputed his righteousness upon you and I. Do you believe that this afternoon? Do you believe that you now have been sanctified in Jesus Christ? Praise be to Almighty God. Turn with me for a moment to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Oh, Jesus in the Beatitudes reveals some of God's standard of beauty. Oh, saints of God, this ties in to what the Spirit has given our dear brother, Brian, on Wednesday night when he talked about the evidence of the divine presence of God. Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Oh, when our brother began to speak about that, I wrote down that little note, the evidence. Oh, praise. You gotta, if you say God's divine presence is with you, there's got to be evidence of God in your life. You see, when the Bible says he will beautify the meek with salvation, that salvation is Jesus Christ himself. This is the true evidence of him being in your life and in mine. Jesus said there in verse 3 of Matthew, the 5th chapter, look at these words. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit. He said, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He went on to say, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. He said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Praise our God. He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst. That are you hungering after righteousness this afternoon? For they shall be filled. Because if you're hungering after it, God is going to fill you up. God, as Jesus said, he'll give you living water and you'll never thirst again. Praise our God. He said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart. Oh, praise our God, for they shall see God. You got to have a pure heart if you want to see Almighty God. He said, blessed are the peacemakers. My. Does our world need to read this over? Blessed are the peacemakers. He says, for they shall be called the children of God. Our world tries to say, oh, we're going around trying to get peace in this country. Peace over here. Peace in the Middle East. Peace over here in all different foreign countries, Korea and various places. However, there is no peace in America today. Look at our streets right now. Look at our cities, our communities, and our towns. Look at our Congress. Our government doesn't even have peace.
Amen.
Many of them working together can't even work, no longer work together. They're fighting against each other. I was thinking the other night, as I was listening to the testimonies of the officers that were there on January the 6th, and it really touched me, saints of God, as the one officer was describing, they were trying to reach in and pull out his eye. Rip out his eye. And I just thought to myself, Lord, I said to Brother Tony, what have we become? We are supposed to be America. Do we hate each other that much that we would do such bodily harm to another individual and no remorse for it? And then the thing that really got me to thinking and going into the Word of God, when back in Isaiah, when the word of the prophet said, he penned what God told him to put out, that they would, you know, good would be bad and bad would be good. And this is what we're seeing right now in our world today. We're living in an upside down world right now. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Oh, my God. We live in a time, or what is it, right is wrong and wrong is right. That's what I'm trying to say. That's the way of our world right now. They don't see things as they are. They're turning things around. And this is not a political thing. I'm just saying this is what the Spirit showed me the other night when I was listening to the news. And I began, scriptures began to run in my mind and in my head. And one of them was in the Word word of God this morning in our Sunday school lesson. In 1 John the 3rd chapter, verse 15, it said, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. Yet doesn't mean you have to go out and shoot him dead, but if you hate him, the Bible says you are a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. My, what a world. Our world needs to hear the word of God.
Amen.
Our world needs to know that the things that are going on are not of God. But let us go on with what Jesus says here in the Beatitudes. He says there in verse 10, blessed are they which are persecuted. Oh, saints of God, we're blessed for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of God. You don't have to turn around and use abusive language back to anyone that does you wrong. That was the old man. Oh, but we can pray for them. We may have to suffer for Jesus Christ, but we pray for the lost. He goes on to say, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. For my sake, excuse me. Oh, saints of God, there's going to be false accusers. There were false accusers back in the day of old, and there's false accusers today. We don't have to do anything but turn them over to Almighty God. He went on to say, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward. And are you saved this afternoon? Oh, but when these things come upon you, just rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Oh, but Jesus didn't stop there. Look at what he told you and I. Because we have to have an influence, saints of God, on this old world. And our influence on this world, we've got to show them to Jesus Christ. We got to let the world know that we are the ones that are saved. Oh, yeah, they may be acting up, and they may be doing things that are not according to God's word, but we are the ones that are professing salvation. And look at what Jesus said in verse 13. He said, ye are the salt of the earth. He said, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Oh, are you the salt of the earth this afternoon? He said, it is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Then he went on to say here, ye are the light of the world. As the saints of God, our lives should be radiant. Our being should be bright and shining in this old world. When all darkness is all around, they should see the light of Jesus Christ shining through you and I. He said, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. Oh, God has us on display, saints of God. He has us in this old world, right out in it. That's why he told him in another passage of scripture, when Jesus told his Father not to take us out of this world. He prayed that we should not be taken out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep us from the evil. God wanted us right here in the world so the world could know that there is a better way than what the world is living right now. How many believe that to be so, that God is using you in a mighty way to change others' lives? He's using you in a mighty way even to change those lives in your own house. So maybe even in your neighborhood. Oh, yeah, we live in neighborhoods where our neighbors are watching us on a daily basis. How do they see us going in and coming out? How do they see us when we're out there in our yard gardening, doing various things? How do they see us when we're driving up and down the roadway? Oh, are we part of the road rage that is going on in our society? But do we have the light of Jesus Christ? Are we a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid? Then he went on to say, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Oh, but he didn't stop there. He said, let your light so shine. Are you shining for Jesus this afternoon? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and what? glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, our beauty comes with a promised condition of meekness, a humility which comes from the fear and awe of God. You see, our spiritual beauty must never be taken for granted or neglected. And you may say to me, Sister Renee, how can I neglect my spiritual beauty by not reading the Word of God? You see, we must adorn Jesus Christ in our walk with God and everything that we do. We are told in many scriptures to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We are told to put on the new man. We're told to put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved vows of mercy. Do you have mercy this afternoon? Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering. You may have to suffer long with some folks. You see, nothing in this life compares to your salvation and mine this afternoon. No matter what our physical appearance might be, wealth, position, or title in this life, without salvation, we are ugly inwardly. If you don't have God, you are ugly on the inside. You may have a beautiful face, and the world may look at you and say, oh, aren't they good looking? But if you don't have God on the inside, there's nothing beautiful about that at all. I live both lives, and I know it. Why? Because Paul let us know in Colossians. Let's look over there for a moment and look at what's on the inside. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's not a pretty thing to have these things on the inside. And Paul talked about this. He lets us know that if we've been risen with Christ, look at what he says there in Colossians, that third chapter. You know it well, saints of God. He says there in Colossians, the third chapter, if you then be risen with Christ, he tells us to seek those things above. He said, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Then look at what he told us to set our affections on. He said, on things that are above and not things on this earth. Then he went on to tell us how you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Then look what he tells us that we needed to do. This was the old man that we had. He said we had to mortify, therefore, the members that were upon this earth. And he gives us a list of all those things, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection. And he goes on down there, and he talks about idolatry, covetousness, evil concupiscence. And he went on to say, for which things sake, the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Then he says, in the which ye also walk sometime when you live in them. Now that we're child of God, we no longer live that way. Then he said, but now ye also put off all these old things of God. He didn't stop on the flesh thing, but he stopped on those things, that inner man. He said for us to put off anger, wrath, malice. Oh, as saints of God, we have nothing to be angry about, because the Bible and another scripture says anger lieth in the bosom of a fool. You and I don't want to be angry about everything that's going on. Although the enemy may come at you like a flood, you don't have to worry about it. The Bible, word of God said the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Do you believe that this afternoon? He goes on to say wrath, malice, oh, praise our God. He said, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your, this ought not to be in a child of God. Amen. These things have to be put away. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, in my old life, I used to curse. I say to you in your new life that you need to be a blessing to Almighty God. Amen. You can put away that cursing. You can put away that filthy communication. You can put away wrath. You can put away malice. How do you know that, Sister Renee? I've got brothers and sisters right here in this congregation. All of us had something, one of these or all of these, and God has taken it away from us. Amen. Praise be to Almighty God. God is able.
Amen.
Oh, and look what Paul says here. Lie not one to another. Here we go again with lying. Seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deed. That's the old man.
Yes, amen.
And that put on the new man. Praise our God. Which is renewed, what? In knowledge. After the image of him that created him. Praise our God. Then jump down to verse 12. He said, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Oh, do we have these Christian graces? Now that we've been beautified with salvation, we have to have all of these Christian graces. He went on to say, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Oh, thank God. I have heard so many people say, I'm never going to forgive that person. And when I hear people say it, it makes me cringe because I know what the word of God says, that if you cannot forgive man whom you've seen, how can I ask my heavenly Father to forgive you? I'm quoting it in the scripture, what Jesus was saying in the word of God. If you don't forgive man of his trespasses against you, Jesus Christ is not going to forgive you. That's serious. Because that means you will not get into the kingdom of God. Oh, we're living in some sad times. He said, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Living in a time we have to forgive, saints of God. He went on verse 14 and said, above all these things, what are you to put on? And we know charity is love, which is the bond of perfectness. Praise our God. Oh, thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the scriptures. Oh, let us not be deceived one bit, saints of God. Only the truth, which is Jesus Christ, can beautify us. Only the truth can set us free. Only the truth can grant us salvation. This afternoon, praise God. The word of God says in Acts 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You see, the salvation of our soul is the single most important thing to God in Christ Jesus. The word beautify in our scripture reading this morning means to adorn. It means to honor as the sanctuary, to glorify Almighty God. Are we glorifying God this in our walk this afternoon? Praise his name. You hear people say a lot of things, a lot of good things about God, but it is not about just how saying how good our God is. That will get you into the gates of heaven. But it's about living a righteous and sober, holy life in Christ Jesus. God said in Isaiah, the 60th chapter, verse 7, these words. He said, I will glorify the house of my glory. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, are you feeling beautiful this afternoon? You see, the salvation what God has bestowed upon us in the nature, it's the nature of an ornament and meek and quiet spirit. We said it earlier on in this message in 1 Peter 3:4. He said there it's of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great pride. Also in the 132nd division of Psalm, verse 16, it says, I will also clothe her priest with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Are you shouting aloud this afternoon for joy because of the salvation of Almighty God? You see, one of the most important decisions in anybody's life is to either accept or reject the offer of salvation from Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus said in the word of God, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor. We know it well, saints of God. In Matthew, that 11th chapter, verse 28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. Are you resting in Jesus this afternoon? He said, take my yoke, which is the word of God. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Oh, he didn't stop there. He said, for I am me. If we say we are like Jesus Christ, then we've got to be me. He said, and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. He had found that rest in Jesus Christ. He said, for my yoke is easy, and saints of God, I found that it is. He said, and my burden is light. Praise Almighty God. That's what you get when you get into Jesus Christ. That's what you get when you come under conviction and come to Almighty God for salvation. Oh, it's essential for you and I to have on the robe of righteousness. It's essential for us to be beautified with salvation this afternoon. As we said, it's a big decision for one to make, but no one, I believe in my heart, that is sitting under the sound of my voice this afternoon will say it was the wrong decision you made when you came to Almighty God. Most of us will say, I wish I would have came earlier. I wish I would have came to the Lord earlier in my life. This is nothing to play around with. See, salvation is serious. Oh, your decision will determine where you will spend eternity. Look what it says in Romans, that 10th chapter in verse 13. It said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praise our God. Paul is letting us know that if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. I say to the lost this afternoon, you're under the sound of my voice. You need Jesus in your life. You need to come to Almighty God. Yes, our eternity depends upon our coming to God, to Jesus, God's way. If you want to spend eternity in heaven, then you're going to have to come the Bible way. As Jesus told Nicodemus in John, that third chapter, turn with me there for a moment. And I know you Bible students know it well. Look at what he said in John, the third chapter, in the third verse. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, he said, except, meaning unless a man be born again, he cannot, what? See the kingdom of God. That is salvation God's way, not the way of the world which we are living in today. Many would tell you can write your name on a roll. Many can tell you can cozy up to the pastor or the minister. And then you can be in, but that's not God's way. God's way is still coming the way of rebirth, regeneration, being born again, confession of your sins. That's why with the mouth we confess the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Oh, and then when you do that, you're saying, I believe in the virgin birth. You may say to me, oh, Sister Renee, why? Why do I have to believe in that? Because we're living in a time where many don't believe that in the virgin birth. Many have tried to change that whole story around and to say that it is not true. Let me tell you something. When you get into the Word of God and you begin to read it in Matthew, that first chapter there, and it speaks about it, it came from the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. When that came to Mary there, look at when it first came to Joseph. Turn with me there for a moment and look at that, at what it says, starting with the 18th verse of Matthew 1. See, sometimes you got to take a little time and go back and know what it's all about. He says there, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When Mary, as his mother Mary, was a spouse to Joseph. See, she wasn't married to him, but back in the old times, when you were a spouse, when you were in courtship, that meant you were married. That meant you were not running around, I'm trying to find somebody. I'm going to try this one out and try this one out and see if this one's right. No, you were a spouse to one person. He said before they came together. And she was found with child of who? The Holy Ghost. He goes on to say, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, oh, God will put you into a deep thought. While he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream saying, Joseph, oh, the angel was speaking directly to him, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from, not in them, but from their sins. Praise our God. Praise our God. Do you believe in the virgin birth? Do you believe that he was not just a good boy of some sort, as the world would have you to believe, but that he is King of kings and Lord of lords? You see, all these are essential to salvation. You cannot treat Jesus like a food buffet where you have a choice in what you believe about him. You may say to me, Sister Renee, who is Jesus? Well, let me tell you a little bit about him. We sang in the song a little bit ago, have a little talk with Jesus. But look at what the word of God says, who Jesus is. John 8, verse 12 says that he is the light of the world. Revelation 1, verse 11, we are told that Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. In Revelation 2, verse 23, it lets us know that he is the one who searches the reins and tries the heart of mankind. In John 14, verse 6, it reminds us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And he is the only way to get to Almighty God. And then John 15 tells us that he is the true vine, the door of the sheep, and the good shepherd. And then Jesus later went on to let us know in John 11, verse 25, that I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Amen. Oh, Jesus died in our place. When he was crucified on the cross, he came to pay our sin debt. Because he did this for us, we now have the opportunity to not only have our sins forgiven, but to spend eternity with him. But in order to do this, you must first place your faith in what Jesus did on the cross. We could not save ourselves. Therefore, we needed a substitute to take our place. The death of Jesus Christ was that substitutionary atonement. When we read and study the Word of God, we gain a greater knowledge and understanding and appreciation as to what Jesus did for you and I. Let us not do as the Jews, when the Word of God said he came unto his own and his own received him not. Let us not reject him. Let us not attempt to stone him again, but let us accept him without reservation. Because he, as we are told in John 6, verse 48 through 58, I ask you to read it in your leisure. He is the bread of life, of whom you and I have the privilege to partake of. And through him, we are promised everlasting life. Praise our God. Oh, in our scripture reading this morning, talked about our heart. Said in the word of God there in that 149th division of Psalms. Turn back therefore with me for a moment. He said he would beautify the meek. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. And in order to be able to beautify us, you have to have a changed heart. We are told in Proverbs 4, verse 23, these words, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. This warning is necessary, and it's especially necessary in our day and time in which we live right now. Oh, saints of God, we've got to guard what we take in. We've got to monitor our responses to these things Sister mentioned it downstairs this morning. We're living in a time of all kinds of conspiracy. People are talking all kinds of, people now are going in and they're calling, and I had something, I believe it came up on my phone, and it said there, the missing books of the Bible. Do you want to pay for this to find this? Look, we do good to get in and read these 66 we got right here. This is what God wants us to get into. Instead of going out and trying to search for something else that somebody else is trying to find. No, let us get into what thus saith the Lord and eat upon all that God has given us in the word of God. Praise our God. You see, when we came to Christ in faith, we turned over our wicked ways. We asked God to forgive us of our sins. We died to that old man so that we could live for Jesus according to his will and his way. When Jesus saved us, he made us a new creation. He regenerated us or made us alive within our souls, and he gave us a new heart. And with that new heart and that new mind, we are to let it guide our lives. We are told these words in Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verse 9 of the Old Testament, that the heart of an unregenerated man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You see, the prophet isn't describing the new heart that you and I have right now. You see, Jesus has given us a new heart. He has given us a heart that is capable of feeling and expressing the love of God toward other mankind. Oh, because some of us had a stony heart. Many of us didn't love one another. But God has given us a new heart and a new spirit. And he's given us his Holy Spirit to guide us in this old world. While our hearts may not be desperately wicked right now, as the prophet was saying, but we've got to be careful. That's why David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. We don't want to sin against Almighty God. Therefore, we've got to guard our heart. How many know what I'm talking about? The Lord said in Ezekiel 36, you Bible students know this scripture quite well, but turn there to Ezekiel 36 and look at what it says in the word of God. Let us start there in verse 24. I thank God for his word. He says there in verse 24 of Ezekiel, for I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all the countries. Now, we know this is talking about the children of old, but you think about it, saints of God. God has taken us out of this old dark world and gathered us out of all this old country. You know, this world is not our home. We don't believe in all the things that are going on, so we don't have to get involved in everything that's happening in the world. He said, it will bring you into your own land. Are you now in the land of Almighty God? He went on to say, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness. He went on to say, from all your idols will I cleanse you. And look at what he says there in verse 26. He said, a new heart also will I give unto you. Do you have this new heart this afternoon? He not only stopped there with the heart. He said, and a new spirit will I put within you. Has the new spirit of God been put within you, or do you still have the spirit of the devil and trying to say you are a child of God? He went on to say, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Praise Almighty God. God's going to take away that hard heart that you and I once had, and God's going to give us a He's going to give us a heart of flesh. What is that heart of flesh? That heart will allow God to mold and shape you and I into what God would have us to be. He said, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. You see, when God's spirit is within us, we will walk according to the word of God.
Amen.
Praise our God. And then he went on to say, and ye shall keep my... See, when the Spirit of God is in you, you're going to walk according to the word of God, and you're also going to keep God's judgment, and you're going to do them. Praise God. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people. And God said, I will be your God. Praise our God. Oh, I thank God that he is my God this afternoon. Oh, thank God for the word of God. Yes, the heart describes our soul, our mind, will, emotions, and inner self. We were created in the image of Almighty God, and our hearts should mirror his so that we may be like him. Oh, praise our God. Praise him. He's worthy to be praised. Turn with me to Zechariah, 7th chapter and verse 12. I know these are some scriptures we don't always use, but they're still in the Bible.
Amen.
And they've got a lot of truth in them. Praise our God. Look at what Zechariah 7, verse 12 says. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest they should hear the law. Meaning they made their hearts as one that was unyielding, unbending, stubborn. Lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts has sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. See, you know, when you don't want to hear what God has to say, God will send a wrath. He went on to say, therefore it come to pass that as he cried and they would not hear, so they cried and I would not hear, saith the Lord. Oh, saints of God, we're living in a time right now. And I know we know this one quite well. Mankind has said, I don't want to hear God. I don't want to hear what God has to say. I don't want God to tell me how to raise my children. I don't want God to tell me how to tell me about my finance. I don't want to pray. One of the children that asked us, young people asked us downstairs last Lord's Day, they said, well, there used to be prayer in school. And many of us that are of our age, we were saying, yes, there was prayer in school. Now we're in a time where some want, in God we trust, off of our money. They want, and the Pledge of Allegiance, that they're saying they don't want God's name in it whatsoever. But then when something catastrophic happens, oh, first thing they want you to do, oh, would you please pray, call the church, ask the saints to fast, ask the saints to pray. But why should we? God says right there in this word, therefore it come to pass that as he cried and they would not. You don't want to hear God now? So when you cry, God said, I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among all nations whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them that no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. When we study the Bible, we know what a new heart from God will do. It will change that stony heart out of us. It will give us a new life in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
It will give us a new mind to do the things of God. It will give us the mind of Christ. We are told in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16. Well, that's why we have to have a transformed mind. We have to have a mind of God, capable of knowing God, one that will follow the Holy Spirit of God, one that will fill our hearts with love and joy of Jesus Christ. Do you have that this afternoon? Oh, thanks to God, it's important for us to know our heart so that we can discern our heart's intent to see if God is still, or if we are still God's glory this afternoon. Turn with me to Jeremiah 24 and look at what it says in the word of God there. Jeremiah 24 verse 7 says, and I will give them in heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people. Do you know God this afternoon?
Praise.
He gave us a renewed heart. He said, I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Praise
Amen.
Our God.
Amen.
You know, in the Old Testament, saints of God, I know you know this story well. Back in 1 Samuel 10, when Saul was anointed as king of Israel by the prophet Samuel, the word of God tells us that he received a new heart from God. 1 Samuel 10:9 says, and it was so that when he had turned his back, speaking of Saul, to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart. Has God given us another heart this afternoon? Praise our God. Oh, praise our God. We have a heart now for Almighty God. We have a heart that will serve God. You know, it's important to have a mind change. It's important to have a heart transplant. You may say to me, well, why, Sister Renee? You think about it. In our world today, there have been many people who have killed folks, and they have turned around, and you'll hear them say, well, I heard little voices in my mind instructing me to do so. Oh, saints of God, yes, our minds are precious. That's why we've got to guard not only our heart, but also our mind. Yes. And not only our mind, but we got to guard our children's minds too.
Amen.
Don't let your children soak in all these things of the world. Don't allow them to soak up everything that's going on. And then we turn around and wonder why they're doing the things that they're doing. And we say, where did they get that from? Because we've allowed them to soak up everything in the world. I've said, and I know this is how I raised Maria. Oh, you don't have to go to everything. You don't have to be a part of everything. Not every football game on Friday night is good for you to go to. Not every venue that your friends are going to is good for you to go to. Oh, praise our God. We're living in such perilous times. Saints, you got to know what the neighbor down the street's kids are doing. Also what the neighbor's doing. Not just allowing your children to go and you don't know what your children are partaking of. Oh, my. Paul in Romans, the 15th chapter, verse 14 says, and I myself also am persuaded of you, my brethren, that ye also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to also admonish one another. And what Paul was saying here, to admonish one another, meaning to put into the mind, to feed our minds, because our minds and our hearts are what direct our words and our actions. Do you believe that this afternoon? You see, our hearts and minds tie together in ways we cannot fully comprehend, but we know they are God's perfect design for you and I. Oh, you think about it, saints of God. We are told in the 139th division of Psalms. Oh, turn with me there for a moment and look at what he says there in that 14th verse. He said that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You see, keeping our hearts means keeping them pure. And keeping our hearts pure can only be done by keeping our minds pure on the things of God. Whatever we feed our minds will fill and fuel our hearts. I believe that, because that's why he said we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We read on last Lord's Day, Philippians, the 4th chapter and verse 8. And I trust that you had some time to read a little bit more of that scripture. If not, if you find some time in your leisure to read the 4th chapter of Philippians. But Paul says there in verse 8, look at what he says. He said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, he said, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, what does he tell you and I to do? He says, think on these things. Praise our God. Also, Proverbs 23, verse 7 warns. It says, for he, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So our heart can think. Praise God. That's why you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Thank God for how he made us, saints of God. Our Heavenly Father loved us. Our Heavenly Father cared about us. When sin and the circumstances and love this life came to pass and spoiled God's creation, he didn't leave us out there to dry, so to speak. But he sent his son, Jesus, not to condemn or destroy us, but to make us a complete restoration unto him. Oh, we're told in John, the 3rd chapter, verse 17. Turn with me there for a moment. Oh, we're coming to a close soon.
So hold on, hang in there with me. He said in John 3, verse 17, look at these words. He said, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Then we are told in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 21. Look at these words here. He said, he had made him be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made in the righteousness of God in him. This is a greatest exchange that ever occurred, that we may be in righteousness in Christ Jesus because of what God did for you and I. You see, Jesus was no friend of sin. He knew no sin. He was holy. He was obedient. And he was right with God in every way. You just think about it for a moment, about you and I and where we were. We were on a first name basis with sin. We knew all about it. We were full of disobedience and rebellion. Oh, some might want to say, oh, no, I wouldn't. But there was no goodies two shoes outside of Jesus Christ. Oh, he went on and said we were full of disobedience, rebellion. Look at what we are told in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, and you know it well. Turn with me there. And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. That's where Jesus found us. We were dead in trespasses in sin. He said, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Each and every one of us were disobedient to the things of Almighty God. But praise be to Almighty God. Our sins did not just evaporate, so to speak. No, God added our sin to our Lord and Savior's account. Jesus Christ was punished for you and I on Calvary's cross. And look at what it says in verse 4 of this scripture reading. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Praise God that he loved us. And then it also tells us the deep love of Jesus Christ for you and I. John 15, verse 13 says, greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Yes. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, took our sins so that you and I could receive his righteousness. Praise Amen. Our God. Thank you, Thank Jesus. All to the lost this afternoon. If you do not change your ways, and you do not come and serve Almighty God. Oh, Jesus says words in the Word of God to let you know. When he says there in John 8, and as we said, we know this scripture quite well. He said, I go my way, starting with verse 21. And ye shall seek me and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye shall, you cannot come. Oh, my, what a sad thought. What an awful thought to know that you will die in your sins if you don't accept the plan of salvation that has been freely offered to you through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise our God, our Heavenly Father's love for us. It's powerful, and it is unfading. How many know what I'm talking about this afternoon? Yeah. God showed his love by sending Jesus to live and die for all of us. In him is forgiveness that you and I need in order for us to be able to get into the kingdom of God. Oh, my God. Saints of God, a couple Saturdays ago, some of us, when we were out on the parking lot, we were asked this question by a gentleman that came up. He asked us, how can you trust something you have not seen or cannot see? We told him, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Are you walking by faith this afternoon? No, we haven't seen God Almighty. No, we haven't seen Jesus Christ, but we totally trust in him. Why? Because we know that there is a God in heaven. Oh, I know that this is on the
the mind of many today in our society. They look around and they see all the destruction going on in the land. They hear about all the killings. They hear about a five-year-old being shot and killed. They hear about a one-year-old being shot and killed. And then they turn around and begin to question in your mind, is there really a God in heaven? And oftentimes you'll hear people placing the problems of the evil and suffering on Almighty God. Then they'll say, well, why does God allow this to happen? How could a loving God allow tragedy? How can a loving God allow pain and suffering? You got to go back to Genesis 1 and you got to read. It started in the Garden of Eden. When mankind disobeyed God, sin passed upon all mankind. Praise our God. But our God loved us so much that he sent his son to restore us. Oh, many use this excuse as saying, that's why I don't serve God, because I don't trust that there's a God in heaven. But let me tell you something. No one can set standards for Almighty God. Our God is to be feared. He said there in Isaiah, the 45th chapter, turn with me there for a moment as we wrap this message up. He says in Isaiah 45, verse 18, these words, for thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He has established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. He went on to say, I am the Lord and there is none else. Do you believe that this afternoon? Also in Job, the 38th chapter. Oh, saints of God, I ask you to read this scripture in its entirety in your leisure. But look at what he said to Job there in Job 38 verse 4. He said, where was thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Were you there when God laid the foundation of the earth? Were you there when God breathed into man the breath of life? If you weren't there, then you can't tell God that it is God's fault things are going on. Amen. Oh, our God isn't just good because that's your opinion or that's my opinion, because we personally agree with his words or actions. No, our God is good because our God says he is good. Amen. Jesus said in Luke 18, verse 19, he says these words, none is good save one, that is God. See, God is good whether you and I believe it or not. And he alone has the final say in the matter, because everything begins and ends with God. Paul said in Romans, the 3rd chapter, verse 4, let God be true, but every man a liar. Praise God. Our God's thoughts are higher than ours. There's no higher standard above Almighty God. So yes, God is good, period. Praise God. Oh, I thank God for our Sunday school lesson. I thank God in the junior emphasis. He said, you will notice that the Bible does not try to prove its truthfulness. See, the Bible doesn't have to prove anything to you and I.
Amen.
God doesn't have to prove anything. He went on to say it just states the facts. That's what the Word of God does. This is one mark of its authenticity. For example, Genesis 1:1 does not try to prove who God is. It just begins by stating what he did. God always speaks with authority, as does the Bible. You see, if sin had never entered in, God would never have had to send his son. But because of sin, God sent his son. And his name is Jesus. And he will save you from your sins if you will come to him. As we close, let's go back to our scripture reading from this morning. And let us look about what the Word of God says here. Thank God for the word that was left on record for us. Thank God that our Lord
He takes pleasure in us, and he will beautify us with salvation. And that's a joy, thanks of God, to know God takes pleasure in the creation that we are, that we have become. And now that we are born again, believers in Christ Jesus, it means a lot. He says, praise. This is what the psalmist is saying. He tells us to praise ye the Lord. He says, sing unto the Lord a new song. Are you singing a new song this afternoon? Now that you are a child of God, are you singing a new song? He went on to say, in his praise in the congregation of saints, let Israel rejoice in him. You see, sometimes they make more noise in a ballpark than we do in a house of God. That ought not to be. If they hit a home run, the whole stand gets up, they just carry on. Oh, that ought to be the same way when we're studying and reading the word of God. Oh, Jesus doesn't have to hit any home runs because he is the home run. He is the author. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the one. Without him, we can't get into the kingdom of God. Praise our God. That's why the word of God let us know. So we ought to praise him. We ought to be joyful when we come to the house of God. Not only when you go to other things, but when you come to God's house. He went on to say, let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the simple and heart. For the Lord, praise our God, taketh pleasure in his people. Has God taken pleasure in you this afternoon? He will beautify the meek with salvation. And then it goes on to say, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. He said, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Praise our God. He said to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of arms. And then he went on to say, to execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints. And he ended it by saying, praise ye the Lord. God bless you is my prayer.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for his word. God's glory. That just lets us know that our beauty is God's glory. And that's why God doesn't look on the outward appearance. The Lord looketh on the heart. We think of times when people get so swept up in this outward, what's going on with the outward part, that they become full of themselves. And all they can look at is their own outward appearance. We're told, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That's what God wants us to see.
Amen.
We know this old outward man will perish. We're told that though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. That's what God is looking on. That's what brings God glory.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his word. Because everything that we do must be to God's glory. Amen. And the only way that we can worship God in the beauty of holiness is for us to have been beautified by God.
Amen.
Amen. To have been beautified with salvation. Amen. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his word today. Amen. All of his word. Amen. That lets us know that when Jesus comes again, when we're told that we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Mm-hmm. So whatever this outward body is going to be changed anyway. So we want to work on beautifying those things that are within. We want to look to, and only God can do that. Amen. Thank the Lord. And the beauty that the Lord gives cannot age, will not sag, will not wrinkle. Amen. Won't turn gray, won't get cataracts.
Amen.
All of these things that the outward, that the physical body is subject to, the beauty that the Lord gives us is an eternal beauty. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. Amen. So let us seek for that beauty. That beauty which we, that the Spirit of God just spoke to us about. We want to be beautified. And it says, he will beautify the meek with salvation. So it even talks about what kind of a spirit that we have to have in ourselves to be humble and submit ourselves to God, being meek and humble before the Lord. Amen. Amen.
What shall we?
Shall we stand? Turn to number 402 in the worship the Lord. Number 402, just as I am. Amen.
Thank God for his word. God's glory, not ours.
Amen.
An invitation. Notice the last four words in this song are I come. Mm-hmm. I come. That's what the Spirit of God is calling. Wants us to come to him. Not his will that any be lost. Notice that if you look at the title, the scripture that's quoted under that is John 6:37. All that the Father gives me will come to me. And whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. And I believe in King James Version, it says, I will in no wise cast out. We come to the Lord, meek and humble before him. He will beautify us with salvation. And when we abide in him, he will never cast us out.
Amen.
The promise.
Just as I am.
Jesus died on a cross that we might be saved. That verse said, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot. His blood avails to wash away our sins, but we have to come to him. The lesson that Brother Byron gave us on a Wednesday night Bible study, Jesus died on the cross for all. God gave his only begotten son. He so loved the world that he did that. But if we don't come to him, then that blood will not avail His dying on the cross was for us, but we have to take this gift,
Amen.
This great gift. Amen. He suffered and died to buy our pardon. But if we don't say, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, please take me and save me. Please, Lord, I will live for you. I will live for Christ who died for me. If we don't do that, then for us, if I don't do that, then his blood was shed in vain for me. Someone else can be saved because they took what Christ gave, but we have to take what Christ has given us. Amen. And his blood is able to cleanse each spot. We shouldn't wait.
Amen.
Second verse said, just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot. And if we've been living a life of sin, there's more than just one. But know that God's Spirit will not always strive with man. He will not always. The Spirit of God may not always be speaking to your heart saying, come. Come and learn of me. Come and live for me. I have a crown of life for you. I have a mansion in heaven prepared for you.
Amen.
I will be your God. You will be my people. I will hear. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. All of these precious, precious promises. But we have to come. We have to come. Is there one? Amen. Is there one? Unless we come, because God will not force us. You know, the God will draw us. The devil will drive us. The devil will drive you and drive you and drive you and eventually destroy you, break down your health, break down your happiness, possibly break down your mind, take your money. And we're told in the end, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So do we want to live for a hard taskmaster, the devil, who will drive us until he destroys us? Or do we want to be drawn to our everlasting Father? Amen. 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 Let the Spirit speak to our hearts. The altar is open. Altar is open. There's one who will come. The altar prayer room is available. Someone will meet you there to pray with you. You need strength. You've surrendered to the Lord and you say, but Lord, I want to be sure. So Lord, I want to pray to you. He said that before the message went forth. He's saying, have a little talk with Jesus. Because he knows where we are. He knows what the thoughts and intents of our heart are. You can come. You come just as you are. But if you come, if you're in sin and you come to the Lord as you are, he won't let you stay as you are.
Amen.
Pastor Jenkins said, yes, you'll become a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt well the poor, the cleansed relief, because thy promise I believe, all them.
Amen. Is there one? I'm just say, pray for me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We want to be the Lord's and His alone. There's a scripture that Pastor Jenkins gave that talked about returning to the Lord with our whole heart. The Lord will not accept anything that's half-hearted. The Lord will not. We want our mind stayed on Him, and He'll keep us in perfect peace. Amen. And we trust in Him with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. He will guide and direct us. Amen. Keep us. We thank God for the word. We saw the upraised hand. We'll look to the Lord in prayer and thank Him for the message. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You, dear God, for Your goodness. We thank You, Lord, for Your eternal word, dear God. Lord, Your word, dear God, just echoed in our hearts, dear Father. Lord, Your message resounded in our minds, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that Your word is truth, dear God. And Jesus even prayed, sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. And so we thank You, dear God, for the truth of Your word today. Lord, we pray, dear God, that You would help us, dear God, to measure to Your word. Help us, dear God, to be always abounding, dear Father, in obedience to Your word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that You would help us, dear Father, Lord, to be sure that our whole heart is given to Thee, because we know, Lord, that Your word, God, will search and try us, dear Father. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that You would help us, dear God, to be always mindful, dear God, of what the word of the Lord is, and, Lord, what Your will is for our hearts and minds. Lord, You saw each upraised hand, dear Father, and so we pray, dear God, that You'd remember each heart, remember each request, a request on each heart, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that You would remember, Lord, all who heard Your word today. For we know, dear God, that Your word, dear Father, speaks to each of us, dear God, where we have need. And so we pray, dear God, that You would help us, dear God, Lord, to rehearse it, dear God, in our minds and in our hearts. Bring it to our remembrance, dear God, as only Your Spirit can. Lord, we thank You, dear God, for blessing our pastor, dear Father, to preach Your word today. We thank You, Lord, for anointing her from on high, dear God, and blessing, dear Father, and giving her, Lord, what our souls needed to hear, dear God. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, for those who are listening on the phone, dear God, or on the computer, on the internet, dear God, or however, dear Father, even here in this building, dear Father. Lord, if there are any, dear God, who don't know You in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we pray, dear God, that You would continue, Lord, to preach to them, dear Father. For we know, Lord, that Your Spirit, dear God, does not dwell in this building, dear Father. Lord, but we know, dear God, that You want to dwell in our hearts, dear God. We know, Lord, that You're able, Lord, to continue to stir hearts. Even when we pray a prayer of dismissal from this place, we know, Lord, that Your Spirit is able, dear God, to bring the words that were spoken to the remembrance, dear God, of each heart that heard it. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that You would continue to preach Your word, dear God, Lord, to each heart that heard it, dear Father. Lord, for those who need to be encouraged, for those who need to be builded up, dear Father. Lord, for those who need to be saved. Lord, we pray, dear God, that You would just continue to speak to hearts and minds as we ask in the name of Your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Now have Your way, dear God, and make us a blessing. And Lord, we just thank You, dear God. Lord, we want to do everything to Your glory, dear God. And so we pray, dear Father, that You bless us and instruct us, dear God, how to always, Lord, be to Your glory and honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Thank God. Thank the Lord for His goodness. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves at this time? Amen. Thank God. Amen. God's glory. Amen. Praise our God. Announcements for Sunday, August 1st, 2021. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in seeking to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Food pantry services will be Saturday, August 28th, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m., Lord willing. Please pray for the work. The canister is always available for contributions toward the November turkey giveaway to the community. Wednesday night prayer meeting and Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. And remember, this is the first this will be the first Wednesday. So please bring a scripture to share and to discuss. Happy birthday blessings to Angela Johnson, August 2nd. That's Brother PJ's little girl. And Brother DeAndre Belton, August the 3rd. Amen. That's Sister Maria's husband. Amen. And if you would wish him a happy birthday from the congregation. Amen. Thank the Lord for him. Our bus drivers for August, we thank God for blessing Sister Millicent. Pray that the Lord would continue to be with her as she drives. Also pray for Brother Byrene. We know that he picks up Brother Javier. We thank God for that. So pray for them, for traveling mercies, and for this coming Lord's Day, which will be August the 8th. Pray for Brother Pierre Johnson Jr. He is scheduled to drive the bus. I have a thank you card here. It says, the Congregation of the Wayne Avenue Church of God. Thank you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33. Thank you for the card and gift. May God bless you. Sister Vivian A. Holmes. Amen. God bless you, Sister Holmes. Amen. For today, religion is meant to be bread for daily use, not cake for special occasions. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. And that says religion. I would substitute that salvation. There are a lot of people who have some kind of religion, but salvation and the word of God, amen, for daily use. Praise God. And we thank God for his goodness, and we hear the rain happening outside. God sends what he sends. Amen. You know, when at the beginning of service, and Brother Tony came in, he said, you know, this is, thank God for this beautiful day that the Lord has given us. It's the same day.
Amen.
We're still thanking God.
Amen.
For the beautiful day.
Amen.
That he has given us.
Amen.
Amen. The same day. The day hasn't changed. Amen. 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 Thank God for his goodness. And again, so good to be in the house of God. So glad to be among saints. Again, so glad to see Brother Tony's daughter. Now, the card said Victoria, but I hear somebody saying Tamika. Oh, okay. All right. Well, which would you prefer us to use? Victoria, all right. Abe, it's so good to have you and just wonderful. So glad that you're here, and we want you to feel that you're among family, because you are. We just want you to know that. And you know, as I said, we've known your sons growing up, and so just so good to have you here, and we want to see you again. Please. Amen. Amen. And your daughter also. Now, you said Leona? Liana. Okay, I just want to make sure I'm not mispronouncing. Amen. So good for you to be here too. Just wonderful. As I look at you, I can see resemblance to some of your brothers. I can see a little bit there. Yes, yes. So good to have you and to see you again, we want to keep on seeing you and just know that you are so welcome. And as I say, you're among family here. Amen. Amen. Yes. Sister Webb, we know you expressed yourself earlier, but if you would like to express yourself again, we're so glad to see you again and glad that God kept you safe while you were away. But it's just so good to see you back again. Yes. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. We'll get you on. Someone will call you. It's kind of like a phone tree type thing, and we merge together. Amen. And thank you for saying something about that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. 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 There have been some of the saints that God has called to glory since you were here last. But we're living to live again. So, God calls us to, what the Apostle Paul said, to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. And so that's why we're living to live again, why we're living for the Lord. Amen. So good to have you, and we'll get you onto the phone. Okay. Amen, amen. Yes, Sister Carol Majid Roberts. So glad to see you too. Glad to see you come in. Would you like to express yourself? Amen. Glad to see you. Glad to see it. Glad to see that you're well. Thank the Lord. Amen. Just help yourself.
It's a song. I'm just going to sing it in fourth verse because I don't have words with me. And after the word of God this morning, and it's so thankful, it said, something within me that holds its place.
Amen.
Something within me that banishes pain.
Yes.
Something within me I cannot explain. Oh, that I know there is something within me.
Praise God. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. Thank the Lord. Something within. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Just shut up in your bowl and you couldn't contain. Praise God. Thank God. Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Shall we stand? Sister Mills. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Brother Robert.
Next Sunday.
Oh, amen. 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 Yes. Amen. Now you're the baby now. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord. Yes. For those who put the shawl, because I think it was last Lord's Day. It was cool because the shawl had gone somewhere, but thank God she has a shawl. That's the love. That's the love that we have one for another. Thank God. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the beautiful, beautiful service this day. We thank you, dear God, for everyone who is here today, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, for allowing us, Lord, to gather in your name, dear God. Lord, to sing praises to your name, dear Father. Lord, to hear your word, dear God. Lord, preach to us, dear Father. Realizing, dear God, that the word that you gave to Pastor Jenkins, dear God, was custom made for us. Knowing, Lord, that you knew who was going to be here today. Lord, you knew who was going to hear. Knowing, dear God, that your spirit gave Sister Jenkins exactly what we needed. And so, Father, we thank you, dear God, for loving us so much, dear God, to send, Lord, exactly, dear Father, the word that would feed our very souls. Even as Sister Carol just sang, there's just something within, dear God. And, Lord, we thank you, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for putting your love in us, Lord, so that we can appreciate your word and can appreciate one another, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, dear Father, in us. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember Brother Williams, dear God, as he'll be taking his daughters to college, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, give them traveling mercies, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that it is quite something, dear God, to have your children going away to school. And so we pray, dear God, that you would comfort Brother Williams and Sister Williams, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would strengthen them because it's also physical, dear Father. They have to pack things up, dear God. And Lord, it's also financial because it always takes money, more money than you think that it will. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would pour out a blessing, dear God, Lord, that they would be able to do those things that are necessary for their twin daughters, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you be with Brother Robert, Lord. Our minds will be with him, Lord. We know, Lord, his mind will be thinking on us, dear God, as he'll be away next Lord's Day. But, Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to go before them, dear Father. Bless them, dear God, and keep them safe in the name of Jesus. Remember his daughters on those campuses, dear Father. Lord, we've already prayed when Micah came with Brother Robert those Sundays, dear God. We prayed a prayer, dear God, that you would bless and protect him, dear God, on those campuses, dear Father. And we pray, dear God, that you would put your hedge of protection around them, dear God, and keep them safe, Lord, and help them to know, Lord, that we're continuing to lift them up in prayer. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Holmes, dear God. Thank you, Lord, that she was taken care of today, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, that she was made comfortable, dear Father, that she could enjoy the service and enjoy the message. And pray, dear God, that you would just continue to be with her, dear God. Lord, even as you have been, Lord, with her for 95 years, dear God, Lord, you've been faithful to her. And true, Lord, her life is a testimony, dear Father. Lord, that as you were with her, so, Lord, you will be with us. So, Lord, help us, Lord, to be as steadfast and unmovable as Sister Holmes is, as has been, dear God, and continues to be day by day. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for blessing Victoria Jenkins, dear God, and Liana, dear Father, for being here. Lord, we thank you for seeing them, dear God. Truly, it's a blessing, dear God, to see them, and Lord, to know, dear Father, that they chose, Lord, to be here this morning. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to be with them, bless and protect them in the name of Jesus. Protect her entire family, dear God. Remember her sons, likewise, dear God. It's been a while since we've seen them, God. Lord, we're praying, dear God, for them and for their souls, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for seeing Sister Roberts Majid, dear Father. Majid Roberts, dear Father. Lord, it's good to see her, dear God, and know that she is in health, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would continue to be with her, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, your blessings, dear Father, upon us. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for touching Sister Maria, dear God. We know that she wasn't feeling well on Wednesday night, but Lord, we prayed and continued to lift her up in prayer. Lord, she's here today, and we thank you for that, dear God. And we give you glory for it, dear God. Pray, Lord, you continue to be with her and be with Brother DeAndre, dear Father. Pray, Lord, your blessings and protection upon him, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just continue to have your way in us, dear God. Remember us, dear Father, and help us, Lord, to live, dear God, Lord, that so that others will know, Lord, that you are real in our lives. And, Lord, you can also be real in their lives, too. Help us, Lord, to so live that others will know that Jesus Christ is our Savior, dear God. Lord, have your way in us, Lord, and help us, Lord, to be a blessing to someone else somewhere. Lead, guide, and direct us. Be with Sister Smith in a very special way, dear God. Lord, this week, Lord, as we continue to lift her up in prayer, go before her, dear God. And, Lord, help her, Lord, just to rest in thee, dear God, knowing, Lord, that you are able, Lord, to do all things but fail. Have your way, Lord, and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord, remember Sister Regina. She goes to the eye doctor, dear God. Be with her. Bless her, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, in us, Lord. Father, we just want to give you glory and praise, dear God, for all that you have done. And, Lord, all that you're able to do, Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you. Amen.